FMR Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Westro, the Tourism Trade and Investment Promotion Agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to Spencer Vondermeer, who's chairman of the SA Sommeliers Association. He's a wine expert and he was judge in the Wine Tourism Services category in the Great Wine Capital's Wine Tourism Awards. Welcome to the show, Spencer.
Thank you for having me, Jenny, and hello to all the listeners.
We are really keen to know what you were looking for when you were evaluating the Wine Tourism Services.
Cool. Well, super fun. It's always a very fun thing to do because, you know, you literally go wine tasting for work. You know, it's fantastic. You go to different sites, different farm wine estates, and experience it firsthand like a tourist would. So bags of fun. I think specifically this year, in the background of obviously all that has happened last year as things start to open up, what we're particularly looking for was innovation and an adaptation and how the physical experience had changed or how the different estates had leaned in to the difficult times and how they've pivoted and what interesting things they've come up with to make that tourist experience that little bit more, I suppose, accessible under current circumstances as well as still very interesting.
And which wine estates stood out for you? Where did you have really unforgettable experiences?
Well, initially, actually, I think I had a short list of 20 to begin with, and then I was shortlisted down to 7, so I actually had to do 7 visits. And all 7 were really good. I think it's important to say that. I think it was really choosing between good and better, not good and bad. It's very important to say that because everyone's really making an effort in these very difficult times to adapt, really, and survive. But the winner for me was Creation, all the way in Himalayanada, and if you haven't gone, you must go because it's quite an experience. It really, really is.
It is.
And I thought they were very creative in how they adapted to the times and then also how they've carried that on. So they an example, they created this tasting box, right? So you'd get little 30 ml bottle samples of the wine, and then they'd be paired with the different chocolates, and you'd get it as a package, and the package would be sent to you, and you could do it from home. So you couldn't go to Creation, you could do it at home. And then now that it's opened up again, they have that same experience in person. So they've transitioned almost perfectly from a situation where you can't to where you can, and if you have to go back, then, you know, they've done that. And I think a lot of thought is put into that, and I think a lot of respect for such innovation and forward thinking and finding ways to survive while keeping your experience authentic and really, you know, giving what the ethos of what Creation is all about. So yes. I thought they were quite outstanding with that.
And also they won the Wine Restaurant Award. And what was so impressive is how they managed to equally marry food and wine. And when one goes to a wine farm as a visitor, one's not only looking for the wine, you're looking for everything that they can offer. And that was very impressive. Did you take the food into consideration when you were judging?
Interestingly, which is quite strange because I am a sommelier and that is kind of food and wine is my wheelhouse, but no, interesting, not so. The parameters of what I was looking for was more a tourist experience.
Yes.
So encompassing everything a tourist would, if you rocked up to the wine farm for the first time, and what experiences you'll have and how it felt to you, which is not including the food, which is a completely different category. So, no, I didn't actually. The short of the long, it was not, the food wasn't a consideration. But I think, again, interestingly that two judges had different experiences and drew the same conclusions.
Yes.
So I think really hats off to Team Creation with that.
Yes. And they are an estate where the people play such an important role in the offering to the visitor because you are made to feel that you are part of the estate when you're there. Very hospitable, very knowledgeable hosts, and I feel like it is really an immersive experience.
100%, and that's, you know, that's a fine balance, and you know, it's there's no correct formula. You know, I think obviously the bigger you are, the more difficult it is to have the hands-on family or, you know, general experience that the people behind the brand are the people serving you the wine and stuff. And, you know, if you're a million plus production winery, that's not always easy to achieve. And, you know, within my list of seven, there were wineries like those. And I think they did their very best, you know, with that. But it's also difficult to compete. And I think, you know, with creation, it's I suppose they are still technically, or they'd call themselves a boutique wine farm, and they are still able to give you that. And I think that's quite a priceless thing. If you visit an estate for the first time, or you visit from overseas, and you go there, and you're like, yo, I met the owner, or I met the guy who made the wine, and he sat down at the table, he came and he shook my hand, and he asked me what I thought of his wine, and that does really go a long way. It really adds a layer of authenticity to the experience.
It does. It makes it special, it makes it memorable, and those are the people who bring it alive. And we've got so much to be proud of in the Western Cape.
It's unbelievable, you know, Demi. It really, really is. And as I said when I started, you know, that you get to do this, like, professionally, it's pretty cool. And, you know, I think after a year of not, just over a year even, of not really having the freedom to move around and do things like that, it was so refreshing to,
yes,
you know, to get in the car and drive and see the different estates and, you know, see the vineyards in bloom. This is in spring, so this one spring was starting, so, you know, the leaves re-emerging on the vines.
And
it was such an experience, it really was. And we are so spoiled, you know, and you think it's 40 minutes one way or the other, like, from Cape Town Central.
Yes.
And you find yourself in just the most picturesque, literally, it looks like a postcard sometimes, like the views and stuff around you. So, yeah, very, very special.
Well, Spencer, that was a job well done. We have absolutely no sympathy because it must have been fabulous to do. But thank you for sharing your inspiration with us. That was Spencer Vondermeer, judge in the Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FML Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley was brought to you by Westgrow, the Tourism Trade and Investment Promotion Agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape. FML.